Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about Jesus. I mean, he's always so good to talk about. But I want to talk about Jesus. And I want to talk Jesus as the divider. Yes, you heard correctly. Don't turn off the computer and don't change that app. Jesus the divider. You may be familiar with Jesus as the uniter. But what about Jesus as the divider? I mean, there is a division that Jesus most definitely approves of. In fact, the only division, Pat, Chris, the only division that Jesus approves is dividing anything or anyone that would divide you and his church from him. I'm going to repeat that again. The only division that Jesus approves of is the dividing of anything or anyone that would divide you from the church and from him. I mean, the word divide means to separate into two parts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do separate here, cleave, to cleave it, you know, just to put a little chopping between that thing, and now you have two parts. Mm-hmm. And in Matthew 10, this is Jesus' own words. He says, "Do not suppose that I've come to bring peace to the earth." In fact, you know, in Luke, he says, "Do you think that I come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to turn a man against the father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." I love Jesus' words because they're just so real, so authentic, so raw. And he's just telling us right from the start, listen, it's all about me and you. There's nothing that can get in between us. There's no legitimate man-made reason or excuse that would allow anything to divide you from me and me from you. We're called to be together. And Jesus gives us this wonderful privilege of unity, this wonderful privilege of being one, oneness with him. You know, when you think about the word division, the prefix di, D-I, means two. And it's about pulling apart, right? A separation. God is interested in becoming one with us, just like the same unity that he enjoys with the Father. That's an amazing privilege when Jesus Christ wants to be one with you. Now, this is a jealous love. This is a jealous love because he will definitely want to divide and separate those things that would separate and hinder love and hinder unity and hinder this oneness. Now, there's some things that the Lord most definitely wants to divide, and especially even some relationships that the Lord wants to divide and separate from you. I mean, think about it. Relationships seem harmless at first glance. But in the end, this relationship is going to separate you from your walk with God and have a bad influence on you, then God wants to divide it from your life. The Bible says that bad company corrupts good character. It could be a family members. And we're not talking about divorce here. We're not talking about separating a small child that you're responsible for. Right. You can't divide the child from yourself, okay? That's your responsibility before God. We're not talking about, well, you know what? I want to get rid of my spouse. No, Jesus is not for a separation like that, okay? Mm-hmm. But we're talking about family members, maybe external family members, right? Where there's a separation occurring. that there's influence, that there's people's voices, that the people who've not submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, even well-meaning. Let me tell you something. You got to guard and got to be careful who's speaking in your ear. I mean, if Jesus himself was almost turned in his ministry and was could have been tempted not to go to Jerusalem because of Peter's proximity and what Peter said, is there any relationship that we have that could be potentially, if they're not separating us now, but could have that potential because of what they choose to say, what they, the access that's been given to them, can separate you. Think about this. Separate you, divide you from Jesus. Jesus has a sword. Mm-hmm. Jesus has a sword. Now, there are mindsets that God wants to divide from you. I mean, think about it. Any mindset that would try to cloud your vision of God, any mindset that would hinder your walk with God. I mean, people get attacked all the time that maybe God doesn't love them. God wants to divide that from your mind, okay? Wrong mindset. Right. Let's get that out. But because they have been so condemned and the enemy has lied to them so much and they feel so unlovable, they even wonder, could God even love me? And God's saying, I love you. I'm going to put a sword in between that. I'm going to divide that thought and separate that thought from you. Because we're supposed to be united. Let me tell you something. God wants to divide sin from you. Any sin that will take you down, any sin that will pull you away from God, he wants to divide and separate. And when you think about unity and you think about how much God is into unity, think about the unity between a husband and a wife. I mean, there is a unity that God definitely does support and believe in. It's a biblical Christ-centered unity, right? Mark 10, 6 through 8 says, but at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they're no longer two, but one. I mean, God, from the onset in biblical marriage, God's saying, listen, you two separate individuals need to form and be forged into one. To be united with each other, no longer two different ideologies, two separate ways of life, that you need to bring this thing together and have unity and be united in your thought, united in your values, united in the things of God, united in how, the culture for your home. You need to be one, because anything divided will fall, right? Mm-hmm. The Lord talks about having a unity amongst the church. There is a unity that the Lord definitely believes in, Christ-centered biblical unity, that the church must be united. How about the unity with the individual believer and with Jesus? Let me tell you something. We were created. We were created to have a personal relationship with God. God is not the man upstairs. God is not your co-pilot. He wants to be your very best friend. I mean, Jesus experienced this unity with the Father. I mean, they were one. They were one. And he desires to have this same unity with us. In fact, 1 Corinthians says, Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one spirit with him. Right. How amazing to have the opportunity to be one with God. This is a jealous love that God has for us, right? To walk with him in intimacy, to walk with him in truth, to no longer to be divided. The Word of God says that you have been given the mind of Christ, walking in such unity with him that Jesus' own character is being formed in you. to be so united with God that when people see you, they can see the Lord. They can see God all over you.
Yeah.
You know, we know of somebody that they just ooze so much love. You just want to go up and say, dude, can you just hold me? Can you just hold me right now? Would you consider that awkward at this moment? I mean, it's just the love of God on that person's life, the unity they have with the Lord, the oneness, it just permeates off of them. And you're just like, wow, I just see, feel the love of God, and that's amazing. And that's what happens. That's what happens when Jesus and you become one. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. Think about that. If you want to know what God is or what God is like, all you need to do is look to Jesus. God wants that special place with us. He wants a special place of unity. He wants a special place of connectivity with us, that he's the first thing on our mind in the morning we wake up. He is the last thought on our mind when we go to sleep, that we live with a God consciousness and awareness that he is ever present, that he is aware, and that our whole life's purpose, our whole reason that we exist and go to work and do all the things that we do is to bring him glory, that we bear fruit, showing, proving that we are his disciple, that we belong to him, he belongs to us, and that we walk with God. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today that if you haven't experienced this oneness with God, you haven't didn't even know that this was possible. I want to tell you, I want to remind you what Jesus has already said in his word. Listen, come to the place of unity. Come to the place where he can be one with you and you can be one with him and experience the love. Experience what he had with the Father. And allow his character to be formed in you, that you can be a channel of his love wherever you go. What the world is waiting for, is for those who love the Lord, those who have accepted the Lord, to allow the Lord to move through them each and every single day. You know, I still think, fellas, that it's still WWJD.
Yeah.
Remember that WWJD? What would Jesus do?
That's right.
But I think we can change one of the W's. It's not what would Jesus do, because that's thinking about, like, you know, what he would did long ago when he walked the face of the earth, right?
Mm.
Well, Jesus hasn't gone anywhere. I mean, he's not on earth,
mm-hmm.
right? But he lives inside of the believer. How about if we change that to not what would Jesus do, but what will Jesus do? What will I allow Jesus to do through me today? What will you allow Jesus to do through you today? In order for Jesus to move through us, we must decrease and he must increase.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.